Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. A lot of talk about the Enbridge oil spill in Kalamazoo, and we want to bring in Eartha Melzer of Michigan Messenger, who's been on top of this story. Hello, Eartha. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Well, despite a lot of talk, a lot of warnings, and consternation, Michigan Department of Natural Resources and Environment has given the okay for some underwater oil pipeline work by Enbridge Energy Partners. Is that surprising to you?
I am surprised. I'm surprised that that the state chose not to ask any further questions about what the company actually has planned for the work on this section of pipeline, which is called pipeline number 5. It's actually has a significantly higher capacity than the southern pipeline, which broke near Marshall, and it runs underwater between the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula, just next to the Mackinac Bridge, in an area that's obviously pretty ecologically sensitive.
All right. At the Straits of Mackinac, an area that a lot of people are very familiar with, Big Mac, one of the state's marvels, and certainly a very, very popular tourist attraction and an artery from the Upper Peninsula to the Lower and vice versa. The idea that this work would be conducted here must have passed some screening. Obviously, the Department of Natural Resources and Environment has to be aware of everything that has happened with Enbridge. Why would they approve this?
Well, oil pipelines in Michigan are under federal regulation, and one of the things we've learned in the course of the recent oil spills and gas line explosions, too, is that the federal agency that's responsible for overseeing these pipelines has some pretty lax standards and some people say is understaffed. So Michigan only has authority in this case at the Mackinac Straits because the pipeline company plans to do work on the bottom of the lake. So any kind of construction on the bottom of a lake falls under Michigan environmental rules, but the state has chosen not to take into consideration any of the other context of what's been going on with the pipelines and, you know, the possible risks of activities on the pipeline there.
All right. We heard that last Friday an inspection began. This was a visual inspection. What can you tell us about this?
Well, they're running little vehicles along the bottom of the lake, little robots with lights, and they're looking, they say, for places where currents in the at the straits have worn away the bottom of the lake bed. The concern is that you know, if the ground changes underneath the pipeline, then it could flex more than is safe and, you know, would be less stable and could potentially break. And apparently they're only required to inspect this pipeline once every 5 years under federal regulations. So when we learned that they were applying for a permit to do this visual inspection and then build supports under the places where the pipeline looked like it needs support. Excuse me, I need a sip of water. Let's see. So the state doesn't even know what anomalies have been identified in this line, and they're not asking. The federal government doesn't know. They're not required to tell the state, even if they do know, and this coalition of environmental groups that made some suggestions about what the state should be asking the company for in connection with this work, they were just disregarded, it seems. The state just decided it didn't want to get any further involved with the pipeline activities.
Is this a campaign issue in the 1st Congressional District?
It is. Gary McDowell, who is from Rudyard in the UP, and he's the Democrat running to replace Bart Stupak, he asked state and federal regulators to take a hard look at what was planned here. and to require that the company empty out the pipeline before they start working on it.
All right, who is supporting this besides Enbridge and the energy interests?
Well, the state signed off on it. It's really, I haven't heard any private citizens or groups weighing in that this is a good move.
Mm-hmm. We've heard a number of groups, environmental groups, who have been highly critical. And, of course, United States Congressman Mark Schauer of Battle Creek, very upset with the way Enbridge has performed. But apparently the federal guidelines are not very stringent here, and the state would have to overrule those and may have to have some very good reasons to do that that they didn't come up with.
Yeah, it's not clear how, you know, why the state chose to not ask any further questions. They do have the authority to require information from the company. I mean, they did tell me that. So, you know, among the concerns are that, among the concerns that the environmental groups brought up is that oftentimes corrosion happens at these support structures. And so it's important to know, you know, what assessments have been done of the existing support structures, what type of structures they're planning so that, you know, we can be sure that safe ones are being built. And the state told me that they do have the authority to request additional information about the work that's planned, but they chose not to do that.
All right. Existing pipelines going across the Great Lakes, how many of them are there, or how many miles would be covered by pipelines now that people might not be might not have thought of? They certainly think of the Kalamazoo River, but in a case like this, we're talking about the Straits of Mackinac.
Right. Well, I've focused on Enbridge in this situation, and they, I think, are the largest of the pipeline companies in Michigan when it comes to oil, for sure. They have a pipeline that stretches thousands of miles through the state, actually. It goes all the way across the Upper Peninsula from one end to the other, and then down across the Lower Peninsula to Sarnia.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the Line 5, Line 6A, which, or 6B, which we've heard a lot about. The one in Marshall comes around from Indiana and then crosses, heads up north, and to Sarnia.
Okay.
So actually, the Line 5 has become even more important for this company because of the extended shutdown of the southern route. Right now, you know, this pipe under Mackinac is the only route that they have to move oil through Michigan.
Right. Eartha Melzer of Michigan Messenger, our guest. Thanks so much, Eartha. Appreciate it.
No, thank you. Bye.
We'll be right back with our final segment. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.